I wish I had the courage to live life true to myself and not according to the expectations and wishes of others. Now, not living life true to oneself is one of the top regrets of the elderly, according to Pronyware's famous book, The Top Recruits of the Dying. And I think we've all been there, situations where we've given up on ourselves before we even started telling ourselves that we can't. And then we won't. We live up to our own self prophecy. I grew up in Germany. I moved to a small town when I was a child, the type of small town where even 10 years later, people still consider you to be an outsider. And I was a misfit. My dreams of making it big, traveling the world, and moving abroad, they were seen as fairy tale beliefs, as ridiculous, maybe even as an offense. And I was told that I can't, that people like us can't. Now, for a long time in my life, that used to be my go-to excuse. Big dreams, small ones alike, I told myself that I can't. Their prophecy became my own. Until I decided to change. Now I can still remember that moment as vividly as if it was yesterday. I was walking through a small forest in spring, a breeze flowing around me, circulating flower petals all in the air. I felt as if I was in some sort of movie because that was the very moment I had some sort of epiphany. I was fresh out of high school and I knew exactly what was expected of me. It almost felt as if my entire life had been written out by someone else. I have to study, I have to find a stable job, marry, and have children. But at the age of 19, that is not exactly what I want to do. I want to travel the world and I want to learn about life and people and myself. And I'm so young and hopeful and creative and full of ideas. And yet again, I am met with an all too familiar reality. I'm told that I can't, that people like me can't. But I don't want to be confined by what other people want my life to look like. So, in that very moment, standing in this small forest S.